For most of us, a crowd can be an alluring thing, because the desire to be among the throng seems to be innate. Gathering together for ritualistic celebrations, dancing, chanting, festivaling, costuming, singing, marching, goes back almost as far as we have any record of human behaviour. In 2003, 13,000-year-old cave paintings were discovered in Nottinghamshire that seemed to show conga lines of dancing women. According to the archaeologist Paul Petit, the paintings matched others across Europe, indicating that they were part of a continent-wide Paleolithic culture of collective singing and dancing. In Barbara Ehrenreich's 2007 book, Dancing in the Streets, A History of Collective Joy, she draws on the work of anthropologists including Robin Dunbar to argue that dancing and music making was the social glue that helped Stone Age families join together in larger groups than the family unit to hunt and protect themselves from predators. For Ehrenreich, rituals of collective joy are as intrinsic to human development as speech. More recent experiments by Dunbar and his colleagues have suggested that the capacity of singing together to bond groups of strangers shows it may have played a role in the evolutionary success of modern humans over their early relatives. The power of crowds has long fixated religious and secular leaders alike, who have sought to harness communal energy for their own glorification, or to tame mass gatherings when they start to take on a momentum of their own. Ehrenreich records the medieval Christian church's long battle to eradicate unruly, ecstatic, or immoderate dancing from the congregation. In later centuries, as the Reformation and Industrial Revolution proceeded, festivals, feast days, sports, revels, and ecstatic rituals of countless kinds were outlawed for their tendency to result in drunken, pagan, or otherwise ungodly behavior. Between the 17th and 20th centuries, there were literally thousands of acts of legislation introduced which attempted to outlaw carnival and popular festivity from European life, wrote Peter Staley Brass and Alan White in The Politics and Poetics of Transgression.